Time to get caught up with a local golf guy who has a pretty remarkable story. He's an instructor. You can check out golfwithfreedom.com on Facebook. Visit Brandon Richardson. It's been a while since he's joined us. We welcome in Brandon Richardson. BR, how are you holding up during this, let's say, most unique time we're all living through?
Hi, Steve. Yeah, it is a unique time, and I'm holding up fine. Yeah. How are you doing?
Well, so let's hit rewind here. It's March of 2019. You had been born with an aortic valve problem. So explain to the folks who might not be familiar how this all kind of came to a head, what the doctors told you needed to be done, and, you know, the type of surgical procedure you had to endure.
Sure. I was born with a bicuspid valve in my aorta, and so we didn't discover that actually until I was 23, and it was so high functioning it just sort of slipped under the radar. But they told me at that point that at some point in my life I would have to have surgery to repair that if it wore down. And fast forward to a year ago almost, and I had an aneurysm right above it. And so they told me I needed to get that taken care of sooner rather than later. And so I ended up having open heart surgery to repair that section of aorta that had aneurysmed.
Wow. You know, obviously, as serious as that sounds is as serious as it is. And, you know, sometimes you hear from surgeons they want you to get up and moving. Others you just have to let time take its course. So what was the timeline and kind of healing you had to do before you could even think about getting back on your feet and back to normal?
Right. Well, I went down to UC Davis to have a specialist do this particular surgery, because it was fairly specific. So I wanted to find somebody that was an expert at it. And he literally teaches that stuff down there because it's a teaching school. So yeah, they had me up and walking, the same day. I was awake 4 hours after surgery, and, it hurt. But there's some video on my Instagram of me walking, and it was quite the brutal march. But yeah, they get you moving, and I was out in 6 days. I was on sternal precautions because of what they have to do to open you up, so I couldn't use my hands for eight weeks to even like help myself sit up or open a door or open a jar or anything like that. So I needed a lot of help. And luckily I had family with me to help me with that. But, I wasn't swinging a golf club, until maybe 3 months after, and that's like chipping, putting stuff.
Right.
So
unbelievable. Yeah. So now we sit here, middle of May, 2020, as far as your recovery, I mean, are there any physical limitations on you, or are you, as they say, no longer listed on the injury report?
Yeah, well, it's still a little day by day. They told me it wouldn't be a linear thing. I'm back to playing golf. I played my first round of pandemic golf after the whole shutdown out at Diamond Woods the other day, and I needed a cart. Of course, it's a pretty hilly course. There's no way I could have walked that whole thing and played golf at the same time. So, but I made it around fine and played particularly well, which was fun. But, yeah, some days are better than others. So, and I have an autoimmune disease that I'm challenged by on top of it. So, yeah, it's just kind of day to day.
Talking with Brandon Richardson, Golf with Freedom, heart surgery survivor. So, you know, we met some years ago. You were in Eugene, you were playing, you were teaching, then you relocated. So kind of catch me up with your timeline. Once you left Eugene before the surgery, where were you and, you know, what were you up to?
Yeah, I've been going down to Palm Springs every winter for the last 10 years or so, running my golf coaching business down there, Golf with Freedom, chasing the sunshine and the snowbirds. So, but just been doing that basically. And then I found a side gig, for the summers, instead of coming back up here, I was in Tahoe, Not last year, obviously. I had to take that one off. But the previous two summers, I was there coaching at a club called Schaefer's Mill, and that was a lot of fun. Saw my first bear, and then several more after that because they're everywhere down there. But, yeah, that's what I've been up to.
Nice. So take me back to about 12 years ago. You were a competitive player, decided to get into the instruction end of the business, and a pretty unique path. So what was the thought process, maybe the inspiration behind Golf with Freedom?
Sure. I just saw early on in my life that the way lessons were being taught wasn't the way that people learned. And so I couldn't put my finger on it at the time. I was a teenager, and it was weird that I would shoot under par in a kind of a practice round, and then go play a tournament and shoot way over par, and then I go take a lesson, and then they'll say, "Oh, you need to change your grip," and then I would ask why, and they would go, "Well, because we said so, basically," and I go, "Well, my grip was that way when I shot the 66 and the 80. It didn't change between that round and the other. There's got to be more to it than that." And so I just kept searching around, and I bumped into a guy named Fred Shoemaker. His book was recommended to me as a teenager, and I started reading that, and that really started me down a path of setting up an environment for people where they could grow their awareness using their own innate abilities to develop their golf swing, and one that they could really trust, because they won't have to remember what to do or how to do it. It's more on their own design and their own instincts.
Yeah, you know, one of the basic concepts I find fascinating, I don't think it matters whether you're being taught math, science, a trade, or a skill. Everybody learns differently. If you could kind of describe the philosophy of learning how you learn.
Sure. Well, that's the first question that I always ask is, what do you want to learn? And then where do you think your attention needs to be in order to get that? And I partner with them. And in the first 5 minutes, most lessons are pretty much wrapped up. And then the rest of it, because our roles are clear now on what we're both doing there. And then we dig into it, because awareness is developmental. If you start growing your awareness in a particular area, you're going to get better. And most people are growing their like short-term memory. They're trying to remember while they're in the act of swinging, and you can't feel what you're doing while you're in the act of remembering. So to be able to get outside of the thinking and analyzing and remembering and getting more into the experience and the actual feel of what's going on in real time.
Couple final thoughts for Brandon Richardson of Golf with Freedom. I always refer back to, if anybody has seen Kevin Costner in Tin Cup, you know you could make yourself nuts. Gadgets and thinking. I mean, I don't care if you're Tiger, you or me. If you're standing over that 5-footer, you can talk yourself in and out of 16 different breaks and miss the putt like nobody's business. So you mentioned that there's instincts involved, there's creativity. What are some of the other aspects of your instructions that you think golfers will find attractive?
Sure. Well, it's certainly not as how do I want to say it? We're definitely technical, but it's not technical in the way that it usually is presented. So you can learn everything about your golf swing based off your instincts, how you throw a ball to a target. You can start deriving swing path and tension level and all kinds of technical things, but based off of simple awareness and how you connect to a target. That's the main takeaway. When we use lots of accurate feedback, and it can be very simple, just using a mirror or some video, which has gotten obviously a lot easier with technology.
Right.
So being able to use that feedback and go, "Oh, I don't feel myself doing that. I need to go check that out more and become more aware of it, and then see what else is possible with it and explore it." That becomes a way for people to self-coach. Ultimately, I get to spend a short amount of time with people, even if they do, you know, season-long programs. We're still only able to do little bits at a time. They need to be able to coach themselves when they go away, when they're practicing, and to be able to effectively do that, they need to know how to use technology in a way that provides accurate feedback.
Make technology your friend. Lastly.
Absolutely.
So let's do a little infomercial here. Let the folks know where you are now, how they can get in touch, you know, set up a time for instruction and any other key items to take part in your very unique Golf with Freedom system.
Yeah, well, I'm set up over at River Ridge now for the summer, it looks like. And you can set up lessons online at golfwithfreedom.com. You can enroll there, and I'm offering free video analysis on Saturdays starting tomorrow from 12 to 1. You can sign up online there, again, golfwithfreedom.com. And then if anybody signs up for a lesson series or a lesson, if they use the name Tannen, they drop your name at the front desk there, they'll get a nice discount.
And normally you mention my name and that symbolizes run, but
right.
I appreciate the positive connotation. Folks, again, he is Brandon Richardson. He's working out at River Ridge, golfwithfreedom.com. If you're on Facebook, just search Brandon Richardson. Brandon, it's been a while. I appreciate your time. I'm glad you're doing well and made such a strong recovery. It's May now, so you know, let's make a date to catch up and see how we're doing a little bit down the road.
That sounds great. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Have a good one, BR. All right. There you go. Brandon Richardson, Golf with Freedom.